dear boo, I'm so annoyed, man. I went to the protests today to support the ending of violence in Gaza and to support Palestine because Israel is still assaulting them from the air, and I'm not sure whether they have ground forces in there or not. I don't think so. I think they withdrew their troops, but they're still like doing airstrikes and killing people. So I went today, and I tweeted a boo, but it was I had loads of other recordings, but when I tried to trim them because they were quite long, and I just wanted like a little snippet for you guys to hear. So I tried to trim them, and I kept on trimming the wrong bit. So I just ended up deleting them all, which was really annoying. So I'm venting now. Anyway, I tweeted a bit of a poo, so at least it's on like Twitter, or at least it's on somewhere. But I didn't put it up on here; I just removed it because it was a bit like. I'll explain it though. I thought might as well record and explain, and just explain what happened for the whole day and stuff, in case you guys are interested. But basically, we were gonna go to Hyde Park via the US Embassy, so we kind of went all along Oxford Street and like around so that we could go to the different embassies and then back to Hyde Park. So when we were at the US Embassy, people went crazy because I think there was one guy, US consul, and there was a lot of police, there was a lot of barricades, and my dad was describing it, if any of you have my Twitter. He was just describing the barricades and many cameras and police, and he was like, the police aren't doing anything. And he was like, here, because basically different, loads of different groups, I don't know if you know how protests work, but when we first started, we were kind of drifting from one group to the other. I think people usually stay with different groups, but basically the people kind of walking and moving slowly, and I think most people were doing the same thing because there was so many people in this protest alone. It was 150,000, so because there were so many people, they had to go back and forth, and there was a lot of volunteers, but I'm sure, you know, they weren't enough for the whole people, so they would have to go backwards and forth to get the people moving and get the people chanting and stuff. And I may or may not write the chants in the description. anyway, maybe not. Quite a few really cool ones, but nah, probably not. But if I find a YouTube link, I can post another audio boo and maybe put the YouTube link up. That'll be really cool for you guys to look at. Anyway, going back to what I was saying about the US Embassy, because basically, a lot of the groups converged. So there was a lot of people in this area because obviously they mentioned US Embassy via Hyde Park via US Embassy. So obviously, we all knew we had to stop there for a bit. And anyway, people were booing and hissing, and there was like horns blaring and whistles and whatnot. And my dad was just saying, oh, this is where the something bad can start, in case someone does something small, and then it literally could become really bad. He was like, there's a chance that it wouldn't happen, quite a big chance, but then there's a small chance that it would. So we kind of moved to the side with a few people I think were thinking the same thing, which is right. Anyway, so we were kind of chanting, you know, shame on you Obama, shame on you USA, etc., etc., for them like being complicit and arming the Israelis with many, many, many different weapons, which the Palestinians do not have. I'm not saying that weapons are good, we're saying none of them should have it, but the fact that they have such unequal footing is pretty, pretty bad, especially when children are dying. But anyway, let's not go there for now. I was just trying to explain. So yeah, that was the situation. Then we kind of moved away after a while, so we only stayed for a little bit. So basically, you guys didn't get any of that, unfortunately, and you don't get the other bits with all the slogans, which is really cool, but unfortunately some bits were really good, but then because I kept on recording for the whole 10 minutes, that made me kind of record bits that weren't really necessary, even though I tried to stop and start, some of them were bad quality, so I was like, oh, let me trim bits and just like get the bit where we were like really hyped up and chanting all the slogans and stuff, even one little bit, but unfortunately that didn't work out. But yeah, the day was good. I mean, we marched, and as I say, we kind of moved from group to group. I ended up holding a flag, a huge Palestinian flag, with random strangers, which was quite random, but okay, I put a picture up of that. I'll put a picture up of that with this boo. And, yeah, we just said things like, free, free Palestine. In our thousands and our millions, we are all Palestinians. Just, you know, to show solidarity with that. And 1, 2, 3, 4, occupation no more, 5, 6, 7, 8, Israel is a terror state. Yep. And from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. And what else? Oh yeah, David Cameron, are you watching? That was a funny one from a young girl who said that. And yeah, shame on you, Obama, shame on you, Netanyahu, shame on you, David Cameron. Gaza, Gaza, don't you cry, we will never let you die. Yeah, probably not that many have missed out, I don't think. Yeah, that's the gist of what we were saying. And at the end there were some talks, and they were just talking about, you know, that that this violence should end, and that it's more like a genocide, because yeah, they are firing rockets, but they basically being protected by this Iron Dome system, and they are firing many bombs and shells, and basically firing indiscriminately in UN facilities and schools. So it's a bit like very unequal, and they're killing women and children as they sleep. They're telling them to evacuate, and then they kill them where they evacuate to, which is a bit, what can I say, really? Even if they were trying to defend themselves, why would they kill innocents in that way? When they're already blocked off, when they already have severe border controls, they can't get in, they can't get out, food can't get in, materials, medicine, etc. has to always be screened, and usually not got in. Only a little bit again. Obviously West Bank are protesting, and people are dying there as well because of the clashes that are happening, so it's all volatile really. And the main thing is not even to incite any hatred. I mean, there was one thing where it was like, we are not anti-Semitic, and then we had to shout, no we're not, and then we are anti-Zionist, yes we are. So you know, we're just, you know, just for humanity, we just want peace, and we don't want this unequal footing where one state is powerful and just killing indiscriminately children, women, the elderly. So yeah, and I think I'm glad I went. I've got some photos up, so that's, as I say, I'll put a picture up with this. And so yeah, I've got memories from that, and yeah, it was a good experience. I mean, if I do go again, I'll probably go with friends, and but I feel like I don't need, like, I can do other things to help the cause, and if I do go again, that'll be great. I won't be upset if I don't, though, because I can do other things, and I'm glad I did go this time. So, yeah, that's my take on it, and I'm annoyed that I didn't get some sound bites for you guys. But, as I say, if I find a YouTube link, which I'm sure I will, I'll put it up for you guys to hear. But yeah, I hope you all are doing well and having a nice summer and not getting up to crazy things like I am, joking. But yeah, take care everyone. Bye.